This is CliffCentral.com.
Isbuza Thursday.
Yes, it is. And we're live. It's the 26th of October. It's very exciting because we've got a lot of things to do today. We got a lot planned for you. Anthea popping by with a post-budget analysis. We've got Justice Malala coming to visit us this morning. We'll have some news. We've got loads of things to keep you busy and entertained and informed today. On my left, the lovely Mabale Moloi.
Oh.
She is, yes. And across from me, the lovely CSA Ngweni. And in the production booth, the lovely Amanda Romberg, who's sitting there ready to take your calls. 0861-555-189. Whatever's on your mind this morning. You know, with the calls, if you get in early, you can determine the whole course of the show.
True that.
Yeah.
True.
People who call
that.
In at 5 minutes to nine, there's nothing we can do for them, really.
Well.
We kind of leave them behind. But if you call in early, you get what you want. Up front and center. Well, a lot of people are talking about yesterday with the finance minister, so we'll get to that much, much later.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Well, we've got to see. Some people are saying it's not as bad as they thought. Some people are saying it's fantastic. A few, though. And some are saying, well, he did the best he could with what he had.
Uh-huh.
So we'll have to find out from the experts later. But first, let's start our morning with a British guy rapping about being a vegan. Because, of course, we know how cool that is. Here's a white dude from England. He's rapping about what it's like to be a vegan. All right, are you ready for this?
Okay.
Sounds good so far, right?
We're on number one. So where do you get your protein from? Nuts, beans, tofu, seeds, quinoa, lentils, hemp and peas, oatmeal, spinach, and we know what's in it. I wish I could say the same for me. So is my boy and so is broccoli. But you can only still need me one, two. How do you afford to buy all that healthy food? The exact same way you afforded to buy that iPhone, iPad, a brand new iMac, cars and clothes. You can't hide that, your ego's bigger than your health. Try deny that and keep a straight face when you see yourself. Three, aren't we carnivores and supposed to eat meat? And that's why we have canine teeth to tear through the flesh and bones and meat. No, wrong again, they're there to break through nuts and seeds. And that's why we share the same teeth as a cow and a horse and all the monkeys. And the same size intestines. So that when we're digesting, we take all the good from what we eat.
Oh,
they're
God.
Not designed to
die. Well, I don't know about you, but I'm convinced I'm switching to veganism today. Huh? Aren't you just won over by him?
That could turn me off in 2.3 seconds.
Nonsense. I thought he was fantastic. Amanda, you're convinced?
Yeah, no, I thought that was so cool.
No more meat for you.
Not as, no.
And we have canine teeth to break through.
Nuts and seeds.
Wow. No.
What a douche. Huh?
No, shame. I mean, he's...
Shame? Where's the shame in it?
Skepsele. He's just trying to be, I don't know. He's just looking for a little attention, that's all. You know how we all look for attention in our different ways. This is his
yes, me. A carnivore's of a lot more short because it's supposed to pass that speed. That's why we are left with disease such as cancer and diabetes. Four, so you're sure you're 100% a carnivore. Okay, next time that you go to the store, just grab some chicken, bacon or pork. Open it up and eat it raw with no seasoning or no sauce. No more knives and no more forks. And let's see who's hitting the floor because all carnivores have paws and claws. We have hands to pick fruit and veg off trees and plants. So please understand, if you put fruit and a rabbit in a baby's cot, it will play with a rabbit then eat the fruit. Do the same with a lion's cub, and what do you think that lion will do? Five, if they're alive, their love will populate the whole earth. But you still proceed to inseminate them, no, so that they give birth. That's 56 billion animals each year that are sent to slaughter. That's 56 billion animals that you can feed and water.
Oh, wow. I'm totally won over. I'm going to go and buy a whole lot of veggies and I'm finished.
All that was needed was just a hot rap song, wasn't it?
Hey,
hey,
hey. I mean, I could put together a song about, you know, our bathrooms here at Cliff Central would sound as good as that.
Yeah.
You know?
Look, I'll be the first to say, as the vegetarian in the bunch.
Oh, yes.
You really can't make lettuce, carrots, sound... exciting.
No, people just got to do what they want to do. And I don't know if anyone's giving this guy shit about being a vegan or a vegetarian, but that's his business. It's like, I'm not going to tell my buddy, oh, I saw you eating lamb the other day. Do you know where that lamb comes from? It's none of my business. I wish people could figure out a way to stop getting themselves into other people's business.
Yeah, please.
That would make everything better. If Mubs goes and buys a pair of shoes for 10 grand, and then she doesn't give the homeless guy in the corner of Rivonia 5 rand, it is none of my business to comment on her.
Mm-mm.
I don't know. She might have... That might be her drunk uncle who abused her when she was 3. You don't know. That might be a guy who used to live next door to them, and he lived a great life until, you know, he screwed over Mubs's parents, and then she knows him. Or maybe she doesn't even know him and she doesn't care. And what business is that of mine? I'm tired of people just hopping on their high horse.
You know, as long as I'm not being a horrible human being.
Yeah, like going out of your way to be malicious.
And mistreating another person. What I get up to is absolutely none of your concern.
Well, especially you.
Well.
Sia will not be sober for the show this morning, as he just arrived a few minutes ago. From a night out with friends, someone says. Is that true? What did you do last night? You called me very extra early this morning. What's the story?
What? Okay.
Sia phoned me at like 4:30. He's like, hi, sorry. What? Sorry about this. I just thought I'd call you a little bit early. Make sure you're awake. I was like, that's all right, Sia.
What time do you usually get your call?
No, he's only started this in the last week.
Oh.
Okay.
Where were you?
You know, I was waiting for the perfect moment.
Have you pulled an all-nighter?
This.
You did?
I am.
You don't look like someone who pulled an all-nighter. How do you get that right?
Oh, it's moisturizer, guys. How many times do I have to break it to you?
Right,
I spend weekends moisturizing.
First of all, there are two things here. First of all, who is this person who's ratting on you?
Who is that person?
You need to find them and stop being their friend.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I curse you, cut them
out of your life.
Whoever you are, don't get me wrong. You could keep telling Mabali and I, we're thrilled to know this information.
But for Sia's well-being, you are now a rat.
No, yeah.
He has no idea who it is.
I need to find them out.
Oh, hell no.
I'm now trying to search on Twitter or something.
Don't you dare.
I was waiting for the perfect moment to break the news to you all to say that I am...
Were you out with your wife?
No.
Shame.
You know, I'm just in a great mood this morning
You're still coming down off the alcohol. Where were you?
Slid from an evening. It really started so innocently.
I'm sure.
As they all do.
Absolutely innocently. Yeah. For dinner with a friend.
Yes.
And that was at like 7 p.m. And somehow by like 9:30, this restaurant we were in was closing down. We're like, no.
9:30.
Wow. We're like, no, we aren't ready to go home. So let's just go around the corner for one more drink, and then we'll go home. That seems sensible and adult-like.
Sure.
Great. And when we went around the corner, we just realized there's this amazing bar.
Oh, wow.
So that is 9:30. And all I remember is that about like midnight, we were still there because my favorite drink in the world, a mojito, was being served for free because it was this bar's birthday, and somehow the mojito is their signature drink.
Oh, wow.
So I lost count of how many mojitos I had.
You dumb bitch.
Wow. You know what?
Oh, it was so bad.
Ooh.
It was so, so bad. And that was midnight. Then we went off to Parkhurst.
Oh.
To Jolly Rogers, which is always just like mad Johannesburg mess.
We used to have a colleague who had a real problem with the Jolly Roger.
Oh, that is now.
She basically lived there and used it as her second home.
She had a place in the restaurant, and it had a bench, and it had a brass plaque on it with her name on. You remember, it said there, Leanne Moll's seat.
Yeah. Oh, that's... Pretty much. There we go.
And she wouldn't even be there and they'd serve drinks.
Oh, it's really bad. It was just a good night because we happened to stay there till they closed up at 3 a.m.
Oh.
And
see ya.
Then was...
Shame. Shame.
Then was one particular friend and I who were still looking for...
It's not even a Puzza Thursday, it's a Puzza Wednesday.
That's it, yeah.
Shame.
We were convinced we were going to find another place that was open.
Yeah.
So we Ubered to Sandton. And we thought, before Sandton, we went to Melrose Arch and we thought, how could we be most convincing?
Wow.
So we thought, let's be tourists, because it's so smart, right? Mm-hmm. You know, in your drunk mind, you think, let's be tourists. Right. We were British tourists.
What are you looking for at this point?
Any open bar with liquor.
Right.
And I have the worst accents in the world.
Yes, you do.
Somehow, yeah. I was from Sussex.
Oh, Jesus.
In Britain. And we were looking for an open bar.
My buddy, can you imagine anything more annoying than a drunk seer doing an accent?
I would.
I would have even punched me in the throat.
I was going to say, I would slap you across the face, but that's violence.
God bless the dormant seers wherever you are in the world. I was like, oh, what's your name, young man? Oh, Seasway. We are looking for a bar. Caesar was very patient, but he got us into another Uber. Like, listen, go
Caesar
home.
Has probably dealt with 100 drunk youths.
Exactly, yeah. Not like at 3:30, though. And then we went to Sandton. We thought something would be open in Sandton. Nothing was open at all.
What?
Nothing. Like,
I hate that about living in South Africa. You know, like you can go out in New York on any day or night, a Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And there will be something going on. I hate that in this country we all shut down. And you know, I mean, I know it's a small population, and there's no reason that the bar or the club or whatever it is has to keep open for just five people.
Mm-hmm.
But it's sort of, you know, when you're in that vibe, and this is why I don't have any issue with Sia doing this, because I've done it before and my buddy's done it before.
Oh.
We've all had those nights where you're on a roll and you just feel like you can carry on the whole night long.
Yeah.
And then
nothing.
Yeah, it's nothing to do.
Yeah.
So what
we
did you do?
We were literally knocking on the door of the Michelangelo.
Oh my God.
I hope there's no, like, we didn't leave anything. No, we were responsible. We were knocking on their door like, hey.
You know, that's where a lot of hookers go.
So, I mean, there is a huge paying clientele for that kind of service.
They probably thought, look at those horny guys at the door.
All right,
so where did you end up?
Well, maybe that's why they didn't open their doors for us. Yeah, and so that rolled around to like 4 a.m. And we went into separate cars.
And you were
cars.
Like, oh, let me call Gareth.
I knew by like 4 a.m. there was no chance for me at all to even get any second of sleep. So I napped in the Uber on my way home. I had a quick shower and I'm now back here. So it's just still fun though.
Well, you look fresh.
It's still
fun.
Yeah,
you really do. You make hanging look really good.
I'm sorry, guys. I don't know how.
You're not even slurring your words.
We're very mindful. I don't know how many meetings I'll have today, but I'll just, you know, sit there trying to remember to blink. Remember to just like nod my head. Remember to actually be productive. But well, I'll be good. I'll be good.
I'm very happy that we have someone watching your every move.
I don't like
keep
this.
Keep us informed.
I don't like this at all.
Graham wants to know, morning guys, did you see that they erected a statue to Fidel Castro in Bloemfontein? Mubs, what is happening in your hometown?
I didn't know about this. I'm going to have to do a bit of digging for you so that I have the information, because
you knew.
I didn't.
You knew.
I did not.
I thought you knew everything.
Fidel Castro.
Yeah, Fidel Castro.
And why so? Like,
I don't know. There's, you know, we've got this like romantic inclination to think that there were people in the past who were better than people now. And especially when you look at a guy like Fidel Castro. This guy, there is a very, very healthy, rational, logical set of reasons why people get onto pontoons and boats and barrels and whatever else they can find and try to get across the channel to Miami from Cuba. And it's not because Cuba's fantastic, because otherwise they'd stay there. Everybody goes, but they've got free healthcare. Well, you know, if something's free, it's probably worthless. Have you thought about that?
If something is free, it's probably worthless.
Yeah. If you're not prepared to, you know, give some value in return for something, that means you estimate that thing as being worthless.
Oh, yeah.
And here's a word for you. That is called fluxen Orsini hilipilification.
No, okay.
No, really. That's what it is. The act of estimating as worthless.
Today's not the day I can grasp.
No, today we'll leave that out. Well, I'll remind you in about 3 days' time when you come down. But
how many syllables is that?
Why would we? Why are we putting up statues to Jacob Zuma and Fidel Castro and all these douchebags, people who've hurt and endangered and ridden roughshod over so many people all over the world? Why are we erecting statues to them? Like, that would be, no one's putting up statues to Stalin in Russia. No one's putting up statues to Hitler in Germany. No one's putting up statues to, let me think of a good example. King George III in America. Can you imagine?
What did he do?
He was the king when they decided they wanted to be independent. He wanted to tax the hell out of America, which is ironic because that's what Malusi wants to do with us. I just don't get it. I really don't. I mean, certainly there are small minority movements here and there that will, you know, like there are people in Urania who might put up a statue to HF Vavut, and there might be people in Limpopo in Polokwane who'd put up a statue to some local hero. There might be someone in the Congo who still celebrates Mobutu Sese Seko, but I don't see a lot of that in other places. Why we put up, our link to Castro is so tenuous. Probably the most important link we have with Cuba is that they send a bunch of their doctors here in the 90s under the direction of Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma to come and fill a shortfall. I think we were producing too few doctors, something like that. But these are not people who, and I mean during the struggle obviously in Angola and Namibia, but it's not as if they were winning, these Cubans who came over, and they were so fantastic, such great soldiers. They were everything but, if you read the history. So I don't understand why we would be, you know, trying to eulogize a guy like Fidel Castro. It's crazy.
I think we should do away with the whole statue erection process.
Yeah, I'm kind of with you.
It's a complete waste of money. It's a complete waste of time. It's right. Self-indulgent. And as we've observed throughout history, and then subsequently with statues later being taken down, one person's hero is possibly another person's villain.
Right.
Just do away with the whole entire process.
Well, but I still, to a certain extent, also don't understand why we're in these times. Because one would hope we're moving in a day and age where people are more informed, where people are more open-minded.
Like what Mabali's saying is like hero worshipping is dumb. Like that's where we've got to break
away
from.
There's no excuse that you don't know what Castro did, or you don't know what Castro was all about, or whatever the case is. I don't know.
Skype or phone? Oh, Skype. Morning.
Morning. How are you guys?
Good. What's up? Who's this?
Ngobile speaking here.
Hey, Ngobile. How are you?
I'm well, man. I was just actually listening to Sia's story, and I'm like, Sia, I can totally relate. But my one was more with a, what's the word when you're looking for something in return?
Benefits.
Yes. So I stayed up literally almost 24 hours, listened to a girl, yap, just to get laid.
And nothing happened?
No, it's finally something happened around 9 a.m.
Oh, my God.
9 a.m.?
Was this over a weekend or what?
No, it was actually, a couple of days ago, right?
So what excuse did you use for not being at work or not doing anything that day? I mean, how did you manage to get away with that?
I actually just put in leave. Like, look, I'm sorry, I can't make it. So I was honest with my employer.
You were honest with him? You told him I was trying to get laid?
No, not that honest. I just said, look, I can't make it because I'm just out. Like, something happened last night, you know, obviously. But I had to lose some of my day for leave. But
I like that you made an impulsive.
I can totally relate.
I like that you made an impulsive decision, man.
Can I just ask you something? Could you not have gotten another girl the following night and not go through that kind of torture? Like, why do you people put in so much effort for a little pussy? I don't get it.
Maybe she's special.
You know why? Because this is what you must understand about guys, right? Maybe you've seen it already. There's that girl that you want, and you know the window of opportunity is this small. If you don't take it, you lose out. And that was my that was my dilemma, is that, look,
I know
I
what
can
you
go
mean.
Home now. I'll go home now.
You know what, Mabile, you're lucky. Let me explain this to my Bali.
No, I mean, I asked for a reason because it just seems like a lot of effort just to get a little bit of action that you could get from somebody else.
But it's action with a particular person.
Yeah.
So you find yourself really attracted to this one girl. Okay, and that's the girl you want to have. It's not that you need to have sex there and then. Of course you do, but you want to have sex with her. Okay. And you're willing to put in the time and effort. And guys, we can't even control this, right? We can't do anything about this.
You can't. No. And here's the thing that I want to add on to that, right, is that the girls obviously say, ha, here's another guy who just wants to bang me. Mm. And boy, do they make you jump through hoops.
Mm-hmm.
Just to kiss, for example, the amount of hoops that I had to jump. And here's the thing. Here's to put a nice plot twist to this. So as she comes in, right? She wanted to be closer to the table, and I was too lazy to move the table. So she just randomly moved my couch closer to the table.
Uh-huh.
And as she moved the couch, lube just pops up under the couch.
No.
Oh, you had it there? You just had it lying there?
Wow. Actually, yes. Here's the funny thing. I've always looked, where's my lube? And I've never found it. So I always was going to say, okay, I'm going to buy a new lube. And then she finds it, and she's going to think other things.
Right. Well,
that was like
nothing worse than dryness, right?
Oh,
boy. That. And I had to come up with an excuse saying, look, lube, you don't use lube on another person only.
Yeah, you use it on yourself. On yourself that's too. A good way to go. You see, you covered that beautifully. Did she believe you?
She's like, why is it in the living room?
Oh.
Well,
so, what kind of person actually satisfies themselves in the living room? And I was like, I am that person.
Wow. Yeah, well, good for you. Stand up for yourself, man. It's Cocktober after all.
Look, like I said, that's why it took up until 9 a.m. 9 a.m. she was like, okay, I'm going to go to sleep now. And I was like, oh, so you want to go to your place? She's like, no, I'll sleep in your bed. Then I knew. And that was it. And yeah, so... When the next day when I had to crash, I crashed hard.
Boozy.
Well, was it worth it? I mean, was it good? Was it everything you imagined it to be?
No, she was not the best, but she's up there.
All right. Good for you, dude. I'm happy for you. I genuinely understand what you were talking about there. And sometimes you will spend the whole night. You will exhaust yourself. You will spend money. You will chase and chase and chase. But that's what we're meant to do. I mean, you feel like a real man when you're doing that stuff. You know, you're doing what your ancestors used to do. You're living to your full potential when you are trying to impress a girl and get laid. It is a man at his very best. You will try to impress her. You will be smart. You will be funny. You will be you'll be preening around there like a peacock. It's great. I appreciate that.
And you have to do all of those things just to, as you said, just to get laid. And here's the thing, afterwards, then you, here's the cold truth. Afterwards, you look at the girl and go, nah.
What did I waste all that time on?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Then there was no return on investment is what I'm gathering.
Right. What? But you don't know until the orgasm has happened, you are completely focused.
And you will be never be as focused as a man. And when you see a man on a mission, then
you know.
That that guy is in a mission. And it's so sad when other guys try to interrupt your mission, you know?
Oh, you mean guys who cock block?
Oh, there's so many. Oh,
we should have a bulldozer that just patrols the streets, just removing these guys, just picking them up and pushing them out of the way with that big front end loader thing.
Yeah, I was out with my other friend, right? And we saw these young kids from varsity and we were telling them the exact same thing. Like, look, guys, if you see that you're not really getting in with the chick, please step aside. Let the other dude try.
Yeah, let the pros come in.
Yeah, let him fail. Maybe you might be able to recover after another guy fails so you can eat off his flesh like a vulture.
But isn't it funny? Like there's some girls too who are easy pickings and there are other girls who really make you – they'll make you work for months. And some
and those
guy,
are the ones that guys want. The ones where she's not the prettiest or she's not the smartest, but she's wise enough to realize, look, if I can just hold off. And all of a sudden you see she says, oh, this guy wants me, this guy. And you look at her like, there's nothing special about you. But because she's able to hold herself and not be easy,
right?
She's that desirable.
But it's not even not being easy because sometimes, and let's be perfectly frank about this, the very best feeling for a guy is knowing that he's close to closing the deal, and the moment that he's conscious of the fact that he has closed the deal and it's all going to happen, he immediately starts losing interest in her. No matter how much love there is, no matter how much, this is how we are chemically and biologically built as men.
It's like the moment of the chase.
Yeah, the moment you caught your prey, you're like, ugh, like the lion will sleep under the tree straight away. It's like, ah, don't need to hunt for the rest of this week.
Exactly. And that's what you could say. Men are like cats, because that's what a cat does. Mm-hmm. A cat will chase that bird up and down. And then as soon as he gets the bird, the cat just lets it go. Whatever. And then the bird runs away again and he chases it. And that's the funny thing.
We do not, once we've won, who cares?
Exactly. But anyways, I just wanted to share
this. Isn't it amazing? Don't you also find, it's like really funny how we, guys, we just want to fall asleep straight after we've got what we wanted.
Okay. Yes, but me, it's different. I don't want to fall asleep.
What do
you want
to do?
I like to play more.
You're ready to keep it going.
See, here's the thing. It's greed. I hate it. It's inside where you go, okay, fine. The man downstairs has done his, he's clocked in his time, but I still have that urge to do something, you know? And then you're like, and she's like, no, I'm tired. I want to sleep. You're like, but I want to just play a little bit. We did little nipples and whatnot. You know, can I?
Listen to you.
Can I ask another question?
Nipples.
Seeing as are we here. Because I've never understood, right? So I understand the whole chase thing. But my thing has always been, I feel like you people put pussy on this pedestal that it doesn't necessarily deserve to be on. Like
the
once
pussy pedestal?
No. Once you've had one pussy, you've had them all. So why?
No,
do, why
that
do
is
you,
a lie.
Why do you keep...
No,
why?
Listen to me. The same way a dick is not just a dick.
Yes,
pussy
it is.
Is not just a pussy.
Yes,
no.
Yes, it is.
There is long, there's short, there's
yes,
thick.
Yes, there's different kinds. There are. There are different kinds. And you know,
they have
until,
the same result. At the end of the day,
no.
it releases
no.
the same
no,
result.
That's
no,
like
you,
that one,
you're going
buddy.
To have an I, orgasm I,
listen,
or not.
Nobile, let me take over here. She's out of control. Mabali, that's like saying... As long as you eat, it doesn't matter what you eat. So if I give you a handful, if I give you a handful of bird seed every day, and that was all you ever ate, I'm still nourished. Ah, come on. And tell me you don't want something nice to eat sometimes. Come
Who
on.
Wants something?
But you do agree with me when I said you guys put it on the pedestal, and it doesn't always deserve to be there.
We can't help that though. That's in. A,
it's all biological. Yeah, it's biological. And that's a sad thing.
You make it sound like we've got a choice.
Yeah, I agree with Gary that you don't have a choice when it comes to women. Like, there's this, that no matter how smart a man is, and I love it when I see those guys who goes, me, I'll never cheat on my girl. And I'm like, you are right. You'll never cheat on a girl, on any other girl. But there is going to be that kind of woman who's just going to spark something in you. And you go, you know what? Let me forget that I have a girlfriend for once, or a wife, or a fiance.
There's nothing you can do. You can have the most self-control in the world. Sometimes it's you might not act on it, but it's going to be it's in your head. You have no say in that.
And that's the thing. That's why we put it on a pedestal, as it is biological. It is inherent. Right.
So,
and that's the sad part.
So let's just ask women, now that we've been so honest about how scary we are and our real makeup, let's hope women will forgive us and not run the other way.
But here's the thing, they won't. They'll use that against us. That's how women are. Very vindictive.
Well, I mean, you know, you've got to work with your strengths and weaknesses to get what you want. Like and
you know what? I will give you women. The thing is, women are very great in this game because they have the power. It's a seller's market. Therefore, they have the power. And for them to just choose you, that's why, as a man, you get more satisfied, and hence you put it more on a pedestal. Because out of all those penises that got thrown at you, you chose my penis.
Yes.
And my penis is the one for that night.
One.
Okay.
All right, dude, we've got to go. I've got tons of stuff I've got to get to this morning. All right, thank you so much. Ngobile, everybody. And now it's time for...
Uh-oh.
Well, the five things you need to know this morning, brought to you by Colcacchio Pizzeria.
I always sit up straight.
It is sort of like breaking news. First of all, the president, President Jacob Gedleyihle Zuma, has decided to abandon part of his court application at the 11th hour. That's kind of taken everybody by surprise, and his poor lawyer still had to sit there and argue for a little while. Not entirely sure how or why that happened, but he must have foreseen that he was going to lose. We'll ask Justice about that later on in the burning platform. I'll also tell you later on what the stupidest thing is a nation has ever done.
Is it our nation?
Luckily, we're not. This is so stupid, not even we're in the running.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
That's a relief.
Here's some great news from outer space, where maybe there are more intelligent creatures than us. To date, every comet humanity has seen inside the solar system has come from the solar system, whether it's the Kuiper Belt or the millions of comets that are believed to make up the Oort cloud. However, it looks like astronomers might have found a comet of interstellar origin for the first time. So, look out for that. Everybody's talking about Malusi Gigaba this morning and his medium-term budget speech. A ratings downgrade seems all but guaranteed, according to Mike Cohen from biznews.com this morning, though. So, not very much good news from Malusi Gigaba and his budget speech yesterday. Market reaction was sharply negative. The Rand briefly went into free fall. Bond markets were not pleased. And apparently 200 million years ago, right here in South Africa, in what was known as the early Jurassic, a small and agile two-legged sauropod roamed the earth. We had a dinosaur here that was quite scary.
Oh.
Sauropod.
Well, it's not here anymore, thank goodness, because, I mean, Sia would be screaming like you can't believe.
Yep.
But yes, there was a two-legged sauropod that was wandering around South Africa. So aren't you lucky you don't live then and that you live now? And then this is quite a good story. AIDS researchers, Professors Salim and Karisha Abdul Karim, got a Lifetime Achievement Award from the U.S. Institute for Human Virology over the week. Isn't that cool? Oh. So two South African professors doing wonderful work that has got them a reputation to be envied by all the world. And black people, beware. The NAACP, that's the National Association for the Advancement of Colored People, has warned black passengers against traveling on American Airlines. They have flagged American Airlines as being disrespectful and discriminatory. They have warned people that American Airlines could be a racist airline.
Oh, okay.
Four recent times they cited where black passengers were said to have been treated really badly. So look out for that.
Oh, okay.
Look out. Oh, no.
Well, good looking out in NAACP.
My black brothers and sisters, I'm always looking out for you, and stay away from American Airlines.
Thank you.
Yeah. With
thank
peace you. And love, peace and love.
And as well, because, you know, your grandmother's Jamaican.
Yeah, well,
you're looking out for your
correct,
people.
My
exactly.
people.
Yes.
Damn straight, Sia.
I just realized we actually haven't discussed where Ben is.
Well, because we...
Know?
I didn't even notice.
Man.
Oh, look there. He's not here.
He's in Rwanda. Remember, he's going to go and DJ for the president.
Oh, that's right. I'd totally
that's
forgotten.
It. Yeah. The return of DJ Ben K.
Yes.
So Ben will be in Kigali. We'll see if we could speak to him a little bit later on. And if not today, if not tomorrow, then Monday.
Yes. It's when he's
Thursday.
Back.
Yeah. Can't believe it. Next week's November. Have you figured this out yet?
No, guys.
Yeah.
What?
Yes.
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 Oh, my goodness. Next week, Wednesday is the first.
Uh-huh. All right. So those are the five things you need to know brought to you by Calcacchio Pizzeria. You'll probably see a lot more worthy of discussion or hear a lot more worthy of discussion when Justice Malala comes in at 7. Anthea Gardner will be joining him. They'll be talking about and breaking down the budget. Dun, dun, dun. Right now, let's check in with Sia in Said by Sia. We still have to find you some theme music. Nobody liked any of the suggestions.
Nope.
Oh,
yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, let's get straight into it. Gareth, I like that in your five things we need to know. You mentioned great development and medical progress in South Africa.
Well, it's two great virologists who've been honored.
I think that's awesome because as well, another round of applause goes to a team of dedicated heart surgeons and medical engineers in Cape Town who've actually recently perfected this heart valve that will save millions of young lives, particularly in poor third world communities around the globe. So isn't this interesting that something like this comes just on the eve of the 50th anniversary of the world's first heart transplant?
Christian Barnard.
Exactly. So this is
same hospital?
I don't know.
It's in Cape Town. I don't think Cape Town seems to be the world center of hot stuff.
Hey, well, at least here's some uplifting news that we need as South Africans and we can trumpet about. So, aimed at millions of patients in developing countries who would die without open heart surgery, the valve allows doctors to repair or replace diseased heart valves at rural hospitals without the need for expensive or sophisticated equipment or even open heart surgery. I like that we're so, you know, front and center and like ahead of our time
At least there's one area where we can say, hey, look, we led the way.
Take that, China. You
know, right.
So this valve and the procedure to insert it, which has been in development for 8 years, has received international acknowledgements recently from this startup from the University of Cape Town. And that startup has received 2 prestigious global awards for innovation in cardiac surgery. So this is awesome. The awards themselves were made at a recent meeting of the European Association of Cardiothoracic Surgery. My goodness, these are long words that I do not need.
That's right. Cardiothoracic.
The SAT team's innovation will enable a general surgeon in a medium-sized African hospital to replace a heart valve without the need for open heart surgery. And this is a major breakthrough for which the group received the award. So they say it was amazing to see the enthusiasm with which this innovation was welcomed by so many of the world's top cardiac surgeons and academics. And according to Professor Mayosi, who's the dean of the Faculty of Health Sciences at the University of Cape Town, at least 33 million people worldwide are affected by heart disease, so many of which die without surgery. So this is going to go around and change many, many people's lives. So look at us, South Africa. We can fly our flag extra, extra high today. We can be proud of ourselves. We're, you know, booming with innovation once again. So this is awesome.
Well, let's not leave the continent. I've got a great story out of Nigeria. Well, it's not so much a story, but a song. Listen to this.
Nigerian pussy is the tightest. Nigerian pussy is the softest. Niger pussy is the cream of the crop. Niger pussy make a nigga wanna pay. I grab it off the shelf and he buy it right away. I make you fall in love, you put nothing else above. Now we rolling in a car that you bought me yesterday. Drip, drop, tick, top, lick, top, lift up. Stop, no, please don't. Pussy so good, he don't wanna let it go. Niger pussy is the tightest. Pussy wetter than the ocean, don't fight it. But I never let you hit. I let you buy me shit, and I leave you with your blue ball sitting in a pit.
Isn't that nice?
You see, Gareth, this is why it is important to have you, because
I'm the only person in South Africa knows this song exists.
In a world where a lot of people will be waking up and they'll be angry because of the state of the nation, you remind us that we also live in a world where you can rap about veganism and about Nigerian pussy all in one. Like,
isn't it great to be alive? Huh? Aren't you happy? Say it again.
Nigerian pussy is the tightest. Ghanaian pussy is not.
Which one is not?
Ghanaian. I don't like Ghanaian.
Why did you?
I don't know why they're picking on the Ghanaian. I think she said Ghanaian. Let's just check that. That's very, that's totally discriminatory.
That's shade.
Yo.
Nigerian pussy is the tightest. Ghanaian pussy is not.
Yeah, Ghanaian.
Ghanaian. What?
Ghanaian. I'm sure she means Ghanaian.
What is this song written by, like, who is the caller earlier? Ngubego.
Mobile.
Did he not just write this?
This is Princess Vitara. Isn't that nice?
I think Princess Vitara now replaces Queen of Vagina.
No one really replaces Queen of Vagina. How dare you? That's the greatest song. That also came out of Nigeria. Nigeria seems to be the epicenter of pussy songs in the world.
Who cares about heart valves, which will change millions of lives across the world, particularly third world nations?
Oh. Right. Princess Vitara. There we go. Don't say I didn't. And she's ashamed. She's only got 4,000 likes on YouTube, but she does have 590,000 views. So she's growing an audience.
Give her
a chance.
I'm wondering, do you think this will be used by the tourism department for Nigeria? This is something for them, you know, to be proud of. This is how they promote local tourism.
Listen, there's nothing more innovative, creative, and hustler-like than a Nigerian person with an idea.
Oh.
Admit it. They will be able to sell, drive, build, create, invent, fix, turn around just about anything if they can see a way of getting some cash out of you. And I respect that.
They out-hustle all of us.
They are the supreme arch-capitalists of Africa.
Oh, goodness.
Without a doubt. I have such admiration for that. And look at this. She's found a gap in the market, literally.
Oh.
A gap.
I'm fine with still being sold, you know, fruit.
She's also got
toys.
A song. I don't know if you know this one called Masturbate. Not the JJs. Do you know her song called Masturbate? Yeah. Who hasn't had that problem?
You know, you see what you mean. The girl had a problem. She found a solution.
Yeah, this is Nigerian.
She cannot touch herself. Therefore, she must ride your face.
I've got a problem with her, though, in respect to how rude she was about Ghanaians in the previous song. And now she's got a bra on with the Ghanaian flag on her right titty. I think that's she can't decide. I think she might have a boyfriend who's Ghanaian that jilted her, you know, left her, you know. She sounds a little scorned about Ghanaians.
Or maybe a boyfriend who left her for a Ghanaian girl. And that's why she was saying,
yeah,
you left me for somebody not as good.
Guys, look up the adult circumcision tool invented in Cape Town. There's a YouTube video. Apparently that's amazing. Well, I've heard about this. This is to combat all those awful cases we hear in the news when people go off to the initiation schools and they come back with diseases and infections and all kinds of horrible things, and sometimes worse. People die because of all of this. So I've heard about the invention. I must look it up. I didn't know there was a YouTube video. Maybe we should play that.
Oh, no. Why would you want to? Okay.
Yeah, let's do it. We're on a roll.
You guys.
Let's have a look. In the meantime, after being agitated with life for a while, I decided happiness is a choice. Listening to you guys every morning makes it so easy for me to decide to be happy. Thank you so much. Isn't that nice?
Oh, that's
also
nice.
Do you have any good book suggestions on the list for this weekend? Sorry. Ooh. On the list for this weekend is Eckhart Tolle, The Power of Now. Keep being you. Love the show. Yeah, haven't you read that book, Sia?
I'm not ready to read that book, hey? It's very, very intense. And they say, like, what's the old adage? When the student is ready, the lesson comes, or the teacher comes, right, or whatever the case is. I've tried to read it before and I don't think it's my time. But yeah, if it's for you, then awesome. Go about it, because it will, like, people say it changes their lives.
This is the tool. It's called a Tara clamp. Is this the one that they're referring to? Maybe it's this one. Let's see.
Aina.
犀牛牌一次性包皮环切吻合器 Yes, of course, that's
,用以下部件组成, ,中型龟头罩.
That went really well.
Oh.
Pastor Manning said it. Pastor Manning should not be quoted. I'm going to say that up front. Pastor Manning said it best. What's wrong with y'all? What's wrong with y'all? Big up Nigeria, Anushka. No, don't listen to Pastor Manning. He is really not the guy you should be taking your cues from. That girl is on fire. Please play more of her songs. I don't know why she isn't playlisted on all the commercial stations in South Africa. What the hell's wrong with us? We don't support African talent. That's the problem.
She should be on Trace. She should be on MTV Bass.
They're playing Miley Cyrus. Do me a favor.
Channel O, all
How
of them.
How dare you? What? Yeah, this shows a complete lack of understanding of where you fit in the world. Princess Vitara, all the way.
Oh,
here's Pussy Time Sadness.
What?
Pussy Time
see,
Sadness.
Pussy Time Sadness. Pussy Time
Sadness. No means no means no, no means no means no. No means no. No means no, Pussy Time Sadness. No means no means no, no means no means no, no means no means no, Pussy Time Sadness. She had a red dress on that night, coming home from the club in the morning. Then out of nowhere he jumped out with a knife. Oh my god, this is a sad one. This is about sadness, hence the title, Pussy Time
Sadness.
So
you see, she's diverse as well.
Yeah, she's a great woman. Obviously
genius.
Got assaulted, which
she
is
knows
awful.
How to rhyme well.
She's also got one called The Baddest Bitch in Nigeria. You want to hear that?
Oh, hey now.
I've done a lot of research into Princess Vitara. It's got a lot of variety. Don't you love how we can go from this straight to Justice Malala and the burning platform? 1 minute we're talking about the budget, the next minute we've got Princess Vitara, right? Isn't it great? Aren't you happy to be alive now?
I'm the baddest bitch in Nigeria. I'm the baddest bitch from Africa.
Yes.
I'm the baddest bitch in Nigeria.
Oh.
I'm the baddest bitch from Africa.
I admire this woman's confidence, man.
Yeah,
she's not just claiming to be the baddest bitch in Nigeria, but all of Africa.
Oh, the whole continent. Mm. Oh.
Don't try and get in her way. You'll come off worse.
I dare any one of you to take her on.
Mm-mm. Damn straight. I mean, even Gweta knows better than to do that.
No.
By the way, have they arrested Cyril yet for treason?
Shame.
Maybe we'll ask.
Hasn't Nkosazana Dlamini Zuma been appointed deputy president yet? And did the president stay awake through the whole of Malusi's speech? Because I saw pictures of him having a sleep.
Yeah, there were pictures of him where he definitely has his eyes closed.
He does not care.
Is he starting on the Mugabe train?
He's not even putting up a front anymore. He's like totally disenchanted with anything we say or do. He could care less.
Mm.
He's like, they're going to criticize me anyway. May as well have a sleep.
But we're criticizing you because of what you've done previously. Yeah, well. Citizen number one.
What are you going to do, citizen number one? Why don't you just, you know, if he just said no. Like, President Zuma, do you understand the power you have right now? Mubs, if he stood up at the Union Buildings, said, I need to do a broadcast right now, this is urgent. Everybody turn on your TVs, this affects everyone.
Mm.
And he stood there and he went, I have decided to step down.
Oh.
We would chant, we would celebrate, we would have a ticker tape parade through the streets, and we would let him go,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm.
No hard feelings, just go. He can do that. It's within his power right now. Yeah, the longer he holds on, the more we're going to want to have some blood at the end of this. Don't you think he could do that now? We would all just say, cool, just go.
Bygones be bygones.
But maybe his balls are in a vice. Maybe it's not even up to him. Because the Russians, they're coming after their money. Because all these people in the cabinet and in the Gupta network, they're all holding him. And they say, you've got to just stick around, bro. You're not going anywhere.
Mm. And you really don't want to have Russians
coming
after you, hey?
Oh, no. Justice Malala tweets that he's about to talk about the medium-term budget speech 2017 with Anthea and us. Pull in. Don't get caught napping. That's coming up next. Justice Malala, the burning platform, which is brought to you by Nando's. Someone says there is a music video for that song. Even has a kid dancing in it. Yes, that's true. Vaughn. It's absolutely true. Why shouldn't kids be exposed to this woman and her talent?
Okay.
I don't know if they used those lyrics around the kid, but you know, kids hear worse things from each other.
Yeah, well, something along the lines of, my nails were too long to masturbate, so I decided to sit on your face.
Damn right.
Okay.
I mean, what are you going to do? Woman's made plans. She's going to wait for you to solve her problems. She's not sitting there going, oh, come on, Sia, what have you ever done for me?
Oh, honey, I'll be the wrong person to even try to help you. Nope, don't look my way.
No, in this case, I'm kind of jealous of you. All right. Apparently, someone says that Zuma's boss was in attendance at the budget speech. Someone has very badly photoshopped Vladimir Putin into the picture. Yeah.
Oh.
By the way, Steven Seagal, maybe I can just squeeze this in before Justice comes in.
Okay.
You know Steven Seagal, that really bad actor?
With the ponytail.
Yes, that's the one. Steven Seagal, he was on a show where someone asked him about Vladimir Putin. He's a big fan of Vladimir Putin.
Oh, have you heard about Dennis this? Rodman then?
Yeah.
Oh, does Dennis Rodman also like Vlad outside of Kim Jong-un?
Kim Jong-un is his guy. But they're both in love with these leaders from other parts of the world. But you can find pictures of Steven Seagal with Vladimir Putin at a number.
Oh, no.
He says his name. Like, he really pronounces it like he goes, Vladimir Putin. when he says it. That's how Steven Seagal says. He goes to a lot of trouble to pronounce it correctly. All right. Well, we've got lots of stuff to get to. I'm not going to let's not preempt any of the budget discussions. Anthea Gardner and Justice Malala, power-packed hour for you, coming right up. Don't go anywhere.
This is CliffCentral.com.